CG is weak in the centers and the CRPs, gender plus. So need to invest in that in the next 2 to 3 years. And that we hope will help us understand that local social and cultural context, and understanding that heterogeneity that Karen was referring to in her presentation earlier today. So that will help us target our technologies and innovation better and get the results we want. That will help us generate sex disaggregated data, which can provide some credible evidence, and collecting sex disaggregated data at a level that has statistical power, not just, you know, a sample of 3 here and 4 there. Yeah. And investing not just in integrating gender in the technical research that we do, but also investing in some strategic gender research. That was one. The second one was about making sure our impact pathways and theories of change are adequately and appropriately gendered, and making sure we get the right indicators and target and develop appropriate evaluation mechanisms that will tell us if we are on the right path towards achieving the IDOs and SLOs, etc. So the third investment we thought should be in developing partnerships, getting a sound idea of what the partner landscape looks like, which kinds of partners would help us, or which kind of partners should we be working with so that we can deliver, you know, mutual goals, their goals and our goals. So those were the three investments. We did have a very long an interesting and provocative discussion about, you know, whether having more women scientists in the centers would help achieve those objectives, and, you know, but then we said it's necessary, but it's not a sufficient condition. But we all agreed that having more women in leadership positions would certainly help. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Randhika. Let's go to the next group, the red group, and I'd like to encourage you to build on what Randhika's said. So recognizing that you may have arrived at some similar conclusions, you can say so and then just add if you can.
First of all, I wanted to point out that I don't think Jackie really looked at the gender balance in each group, because we were quite male dominated, but we still had a good discussion. We're building upon what Ranjit said, and one of our issues was more social sciences, but it was actually only the third issue, so that one was out there. There was a lot of discussion, or quite some mention, about Andrew's three things, and they go through everything. The leadership, the accountability, and the funding was seen as important, but that's not one of our points. But I just wanted to point out that it was felt that that is necessary whichever way. The biggest and the most important that we felt was to invest to generate the evidence of approaches and impacts for gender mainstreaming and transformative approaches is effective. So we're not asking for evidence to show that gender is necessary, but actually what are we doing and how are we doing it and whether it's good. So providing that type of evidence, we felt that that was very important. In that, one of the comments made, or one of the indicators would be genders would more represented in IDOs, for instance. That was seen as an interesting one. Also, what was important was set short-term targets to monitor the progress. And this goes a little bit to what Ranjita was saying, you know, the whole impact pathway and everything, making sure that that also is very gender well done, in essence. So that's the other one. Now, the second point that we thought was very important, that was agreed upon with the whole group, was the whole issue of evaluation of management of CRP needs to include gender. So we thought that was also a very important one.
Thanks, quite a diversity of points to take into account. How about the next group, which would be the yellow group? Ready to come up, Deborah? Thank you very much. Well, you can reinforce. We vote for that too.
You can reinforce. The first thing, I actually wanted to take just 30 seconds to sort of digress to the examples that we had. Every single person in the room had a very interesting, successful example from work. So it's like we all know about a lot of these things that people have tried in the past, about asking women what they need before you start the project, making safe space for women so that there's, that might be separate from the men so that they can actually engage in the processes, incentivizing women being promoted through higher levels of organizations and stuff. So that's sort of, to me it was interesting, this is a background that we all have. This is where we need to jump off from in these CRPs, so not to have to go necessarily backwards. So to add, we also had issues of gender in the workplace and the metrics and the monitoring. But to add one that I think I haven't heard yet is this whole idea of policy work related to gender. But a lot of the examples we all had had to do with smallholder farmers, a single woman on a plot of land and whether or not she had access to her resources. But a lot of whether or not she has access to the resources has to do with the context, the institutional context within which she lives. So there was a couple of aspects where we thought research could really help. First, what is that policy context that affects women? How does it trickle down to women is a focus that could be had. And another one, even how, what would be the evidence base? How could you actually integrate gender or understanding of women's needs into policy at higher levels? So that was one. Another was that so that we would need to also, we could invest in a very quick win, to actually invest in the same sort of priority setting and targeting for what would really be a value proposition for gender in these CRPs, that all the CRPs are doing strategies, the CGIAR is doing a strategy, but it seemed to maybe lack a bit of priority setting, so that might be a short-term gain that could be taken. Metrics, targets, scorecards, these things were found to be very motivating in terms of the fact that people would address gender. And then adaptive learning came up afterwards, but I wanted to bring it up because I thought it was very important. That in research, if you don't allow for adaptive learning, you're going to miss the point many times, because often an issue that's between men and women and how they're relating to each other doesn't come up until a little bit later. So that was...
Janine, to add, let's go to the next group, the green group. As a facilitator, Patty.
Okay, I think some of the things have been covered already. Again, if you think about the partners first, one key thing that we can all keep doing in our CRPs is continue to ask the question, who are the missing partners here? And one issue that was raised in our group was the link to nutrition. John, you will be happy to hear. And thinking about university nutrition groups, for example, home economics departments in African universities, those kinds of partners that sometimes we don't think about, we might not be including the ongoing challenge of bringing in private sector partners on the processing and agribusiness side. And this links to the discussion that we might not be taking advantage of the innovation platforms that have been proliferating and thinking about how they're bringing together private-public sector partners. There was the example of the Gender in Agriculture Partnership Network that Mark has been spearheading, and they are working very closely with a huge group of private sector companies and the big international ones from all over the world. So let's tap into that and try to make those linkages stronger. There was, at one point we talked about learning more about empowerment processes and how they happen. Now there's good research in the world going on that. It's not necessarily that we have to do it, but we need to tap into that. And maybe again, it's a partnership challenge. Who are those people researching empowerment processes and how they happen in different places? And could we bring in some partners like that? So I think those are the ones we would add to the ones already said.
Well, as you can see, we're building a very rich and very challenging agenda here. Let's hear from the purple group. Kathy, adding? Reinforcing or adding?
Thank you. And I'm going to bring my scribbles up with me. I think we have heard some overlap in the other presentations, but if you want to show that to the group. We also talked about the whole concept around R for D and research into use. And you can see that I have lots of scribbles associated with theories of change, impact pathways. Every one of these needs to be genderized. We need to make sure that we're accountable and that we are measuring these things. We also talked about the fact that many of the CRPs are engaged in value chains. We need to make sure that in every step of the value chain process, we are including gender. We can call it genderizing. I'm not still sure that's a word, but we talked about that. That's critical. We also talked about partnerships. I think you hear that over and over and over again today. And we talked about capacity. How do we identify the partners? We have a process to do that, particularly looking at gender capacity. And we need to create tools and approaches that enabled us to do that so that we can engage them more actively and help build their capacity. And then we got into a very interesting conversation around a potential research topic to do with feminization of agriculture, which actually I think many of us are aware that this is happening. But particularly if we look at smallholders as compared to commercial farmers, how does this impact men and women differently? Do we have the data to show what that actually does? I think many of us are working with rural, poor smallholder farmers, and we know that has significant impact on women. But as we move towards more commercialization, what are we seeing? So we talked about that being a particular focus. So those are the areas that the Purple Group decided were important.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. And the last group, is it? No? The light blue group, yeah? Who's the facilitator? Jennifer. So you get the last word, the light blue group.
So I think a lot of what our discussion focused on has been mentioned in one format or another, maybe not using the same terms, but a lot of same ideas. But I want to reinforce some of them. And I think maybe our first main point wasn't so discussed before, and that was thinking about the internal mechanisms, thinking through things like the accountability frameworks, monitoring and evaluation. Well, some of these have been mentioned, and expertise and capacity building at different levels, having the gender sensitization as well as the gender experts on board. And including kind of the gender, a baseline gender analysis of the current situation. And then we came up with kind of two, I'm going to call them research type questions that we would think that we, investments in the next 2 or 3 years would be good. One of them was related to what Kathy just pointed out about value chains, looking at gender and value chains. The question that I noted down, and I think there were much more discussion around this, but one question was, what are the gender implications of intensification and throughout the value chain? And then the second one was related to understanding gender differences related to natural resource management. So the question came up, do we really know enough about whether men and women are more likely to conserve or manage natural resources in different ways? And there was lots of discussion around that. Some went towards the risk side, talking about different long-term consequences and benefits, are there differences in those things, and resilience. So forgive me, I'm jet lag is hitting me, I've been delayed, so I hope that made sense, and I thank my group for the good discussion.
A very challenging and rich agenda there. We're going to try and synthesize that into a summary and feed it forward into the gender network for reflection and further thought. I'm going to hand back to Peter, but just before I do, perhaps you could say a big thank you to all the facilitators and note takers for their